I love it when people say you're worth it. You are worth it. You're worth the effort. Sometimes on Sunday afternoon, when I've had a full weekend and I know I need to cook and I don't feel like it, I just have to remind myself that the week is not going to be any easier if you don't get
Oh,
up and do it right now. And
truly.
don't you dare sit down when you get home if you have things to do.
That's
Because
right. You do the hard things
it
first. That's
won't
out of crushing.
happen. Well,
I love it. Hey y'all, welcome to Chat with Coach Amy, where every conversation is a step towards a happier and healthier you. I'm your host, Coach Amy Gaskin, certified in life coaching, health coaching, and the Trim Healthy Lifestyle. In each episode, we'll jump into real stories of transformation, health tips that actually work, and the little joys of life that keep us all going. Whether you're on your couch, on a run, or stuck in traffic, I'm here for you each week to bring a sprinkle of sunshine and a boost of energy to your day. It's time to get inspired, get moving, and time for me to get chatting. Let's jump into today's episode, y'all. Y'all, welcome back to Chatting with Coach Amy. Today, I'm here with one of my blooms, Jessica. Tell him hey.
Hi.
I cannot wait for you to share your story, and I'm really proud of you for doing this. So it's going to be so good. It's going to help a lot of people. I'm very excited. Very excited.
That's for sure why I'm doing it. So I hope so.
Yeah. You will. You will. So you go, girl. Tell them your story.
Well, all right. Let's see. I learned about Trim Healthy Mama, in 2015, actually December 29th, 2015 is when I joined the Facebook page. And so I was a little surprised about that. It went back a little further than I thought. A little bit of backstory before that, I have struggled my whole life, definitely my whole adult life with addiction. And in 2012, I was saved, and that all changed. So when in August in 2012, I was
Hey,
saved
how
and
old were you
baptized.
then? How old were you?
I was in my 30s, 34, 30. I was
Wow.
teaching and had a daughter. And yeah, so my husband and I were baptized together. So that was kind of
Oh.
cool. And so that really, I had a heart change. It changed my heart and changed my life. So I really don't remember trying to do Trim Healthy Mama until 2017. And so I bought collagen and whey and, kind of started. I think the first thing I did was I got out of work at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I would go get food on the way home, fast food on the way home. And it was, at least 3 days a week. And that was not lunch or dinner. That was just an on the way home. And I changed that and replaced that with something, some type of shake or something that was on plan in the afternoon. So I did that. And I just kind of slowly started adding a meal at a time. I changed breakfast. I would have really simple. I did like to make BAM cakes. I would do that, bacon and eggs and oatmeal. I didn't cook. My husband did all of our cooking. He had done most of our cooking just our whole married life. And I really was not a good cook. And so the things he liked to make was cowboy grub and maybe one or two other things. And so other than that, I ate what he made for dinner. So I was kind of eating on plan during the day and then eating dinner with the family. At that time when I was trying different, sweeteners and different things like that, I kind of got the family turned off. Anything that was on plan, they were not having it. And so things, I would make things and they wouldn't come out right. And so that was just kind of the way that went. I trained them that way. I never gave up the hard stuff. I never gave up artificial sweetener. I never gave up diet soda. I never gave up sugar, for sure, for sure. I did lose some weight. I lost about 20 or 30 pounds just doing that. And I really felt pretty good. I was happy with my progress and doing really well. 2015, I had a baby, and that was Amara, and she's 8 now. And I didn't gain a lot of weight during my pregnancy. I did really well. And then she nursed for about 9 months, and as soon as she was done nursing, the weight just started coming on so fast. It was just out of control. I couldn't understand it. I hadn't gained like that when I was pregnant. It hit really hard. So I
Were
just,
you eating differently from when you were pregnant?
no, I wasn't. I wasn't.
Hormones.
Yes.
Definitely
Yeah.
hormones.
I didn't know anything about all that. I really didn't. I didn't know to have it checked. I didn't know. What I did know was that when I had my first baby back in 2007, I had gained a lot of weight after the pregnancy. So I just thought that's what I do. I didn't gain a lot during pregnancy, but after, and I was doing it again, and I felt like I have to stop it. I after my first baby, which I did gain more weight during that pregnancy, but I gained maybe like 70 pounds after my first pregnancy. And I was like, I cannot do this again. I cannot gain another 70 pounds. Like I just, and so I decided to have weight loss surgery. I thought I can stop this gain and I can lose the weight. And I just thought it was how I was going to manage. I prayed about it a lot. I really did. I prayed and prayed about it, and God kept telling me no. And I knew from the bottom of my heart, God was telling me no. And I kept asking and I kept getting no. And I was very easily approved. The doctors thought it was a great idea. They did a psychological test, and I remember very easily passing that, even walking out of there saying that was way too easy. It didn't feel right.
How old were
And
you at that point?
I was just over 40, 41.
And what year was that?
That was in 2016, December 2016. And because Amara was born, yes, I had just turned 40, I guess, because I was 38 when I had Amara. So I was older when I had my kids. And so I even remember on the way into surgery, like being prepped for surgery and God telling me it's not too late to say no.
Oh
And I
man.
did it anyway. I did it anyway. And
Do you
I mean,
know
if
why?
I
Do you was it more of a I'm not judging you at all. I think you know my heart.
No.
Was it more of a vanity thing? Or just you don't you couldn't you didn't know
It
anything else
was
to
a
do?
vanity thing. It was a vanity thing. I didn't know what else to do. Yeah, well, I knew about Trim Healthy Mama. I did. And I knew that was the answer. So I can't really even say I didn't know what else to do, but
Gotcha.
I can say that everybody in my life supported that decision. Doctors, my family, my husband wasn't saying yes, do it or don't do it. He was happy, right? But he was fine with it. And it I if I could go back, if I could go back. But I do feel like it was a vanity thing. I felt like I just could not see myself put on as much weight again as I did after my first pregnancy, and none of that weight had ever come off. It was just adding more and more. And my grandmother and my aunt, both struggled being, morbidly obese. I took care of my grandmother till the very end. She could not walk for a very long time. Most of my childhood, I remember her with, sitting up in her chair, and she would always have like a scooter and had long sticks that had, grabbers at the end, because she couldn't get up to things and bring, and I went to the grocery store for her, and when she couldn't do that anymore. And
So there and probably was a little fear mixed into that too, of that being your reality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was. And, you know, with my mom had struggled with weight. She wasn't quite as, but you know, my aunt was, and I just knew that was where I was headed if I didn't do something drastic, you know? And I had tried, you know, I thought I had tried to be on plan. That was it. I thought I'd tried. You know, it just, like I said, I just never gave up the hard stuff. But so I went ahead and did it. I had the surgery and I quickly lost the weight. I lost 70 pounds in a year. And I was miserable. I did not feel good. I was sad. I looked sunken in. I felt bad about the weight loss. I felt like it. I honestly felt like I cheated.
You felt guilty?
I felt guilty. I did. I really felt guilty. And I felt when people, oh, you look so good. Oh, you've lost weight. And I just thought, you know, I forced this on myself. I couldn't eat. You know, it's not like you just don't feel like eating anymore. It's that you can't eat anymore. And so anything that I would eat made me sick. And so that was kind of where I was.
Which surgery did you have exactly?
I had the gastric bypass.
Okay. And I just want to stop and say, you know, this is Jessica's story. There are other people that I'm actually interviewing somebody right after you. And hers was to save her life. She had it to save her life. And so this is so crazy. It's kind of worked out this way, but, you know, everybody's different and this is your story. And then Cindy, she's going to share hers and it's her story. And so weight loss surgery, it's a hot topic like GLP-1 and you know, like I don't need either one of them. I don't. Mm-hmm. Right. I never did, but that's okay. And there are people that are morbidly obese right now that would benefit from weight loss surgery. And then there's some who could do other things before, you know, that. And I think that's what you are thinking. You know, you could have worked harder, you could have learned more, and maybe could have avoided having that surgery. But I just wanted to say that, you know, we're not saying that weight loss surgery is bad. It wasn't for you. And I know that you do regret it because you've told me that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just wanted to say that real quick.
Yes, and I, you know, and I do know people that have been successful and that has been good for them. And like you said, saved their life.
Yeah.
I wasn't in a life-threatening situation, you know, and so that was part of the guilt, you know, and really part of doing it, even though I knew God told me no, you know, I still carry that, you know, and I mean, I do believe that I'm forgiven, but I do believe things got harder for me because of that choice.
Yeah.
And that is really what happened. So, you know, during that time that I couldn't eat, anytime there was things going on with the family and it was, you know, centered around food, let's have a cookout, any kind of holiday, any, you know, I couldn't eat any of it. I couldn't eat healthy things, vegetables hurt going down. They had to be cooked super soft. Meat would hurt going down. You know, I couldn't have bread. I couldn't have sugar. I would have that, you know, just make me hot and tired. And I would react to like almost everything. I was living off Premier protein, yogurt, applesauce. And it was, I really mourned the food. I really did. Like I was sad that I could not eat. Yeah. And so
like the restrictions that THM has, you're like, bro, this is awesome. Quit complaining, guys.
Absolutely. Yes. Let me have some of that stuff back. Thank goodness I had already learned about like stevia and I'd already started kind of changing my taste a little bit because I could make on-plan sweets. And I was happy with that. And so when I couldn't have any sugar, I found a couple of things that I really liked to make, and I would, make those over and over, a couple of cakes and things like that. Muffins, I was doing okay with. And so thank goodness I had that, because I really, if I had not had those options, it would have been even worse. But when everybody else was eating, I found out that a little bit of wine helped and didn't make me sick, and I didn't want to eat as much anymore. And I felt a little happier at the gathering. It wasn't like I'm looking at everybody's burgers that look so good. And I kind of lost as much interest in it. And so I'd have a glass of wine, and then I'd have another glass of wine. And then what I realized is that I handled alcohol differently, or couldn't handle alcohol. And real quickly, the wine wasn't enough. And so that summer, when there was no school, I started drinking more. I did. I started drinking more, and I was drinking vodka, and I was getting out of control. I really was. I was getting out of control.
Are you hiding it?
Well, at the very beginning, no, but towards the end, yes. Yes, I would be hiding bottles in my boots in the closet and drinking alone and knowing this is not okay and this is not normal. But I didn't want my husband to know that I had bought more. He didn't understand, like, what are you doing? You had this surgery to get healthy, and I was starting to have other health problems because of the surgery. I got an ulcer that ruptured. I spent a week in the hospital
Oh
because
my
of that.
golly.
It was on one of my surgery seams, and so I actually leaked into my system, and it was extremely painful, the worst pain that I ever knew. And I was like, there is something very wrong with me. And there was. So that I had emergency surgery to, sew that up and get back on track. And it was just part of my health declining very rapidly after the surgery that was supposed to make me healthier, and it just
So
was not going that way.
was all that within a year of having the surgery?
I started, it was less than a year when I started drinking wine after the surgery. It was about 6 months, I would say, after my surgery. And so, and you know, I maintained, I mean, it didn't happen overnight. It was a kind of a slow fade. So that was,
Most things
20.
like that are.
Yeah, it was about, 2017, 20, no, 2018, 19. Those were the really hard years. 2020 rolled around, and
Lord
what
have
happened?
mercy.
Yes. So what happened with COVID was, I was maintaining drinking on the weekends or when we didn't have school, or that was kind of my way. And then all of a sudden, we didn't have any school anymore, and we weren't going anywhere anymore. And I was drinking earlier and earlier every day. I got to the point where there was an hour in between the time that my husband, he's a first responder, so he was still going to work every day, and he would leave, and I would leave right after him and go to the store and try to get back before my girls woke up.
Oh, man.
And I would leave him at home and not even tell him where I was going, because they didn't, I couldn't tell him that. They both, my little one didn't know, but my older one did. And it affected her a lot, a lot. And still, she still struggles. So we're working through that. But that was in March. And in May 12th of 2020, I stopped. I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't, and I got help. I couldn't do it on my own either. I had to get help because I was waking up. I was doing things I would never, ever do. Leaving my girls alone without even telling them where I was going, hiding things. I had a secret credit card so I could buy without
Oh
my
my
husband knowing
gosh.
in the store. It broke his heart. He was like, I don't know who I'm coming home to every day. I don't know what has happened in the day while I'm gone. It was bad. Like I said, I was doing things that I would never do. And I just I couldn't believe the change from March to May. Like those 2 months in the amount in the time that I spent, and it just, like I said, I just couldn't do it anymore. I had to get some help, and I did, and it worked. I got a group, and I got people, and I got a sponsor, and I got all the things. Like I had to have that. God put me in the right place at the right time. I joined a meeting online, which is what I did, and I had no intention of turning on my camera or talking or sharing. I was not going to do that. I just wanted to see, you know, what it was about. And so I did that. And I felt at home right away. I was like, these are my people. They can help me and understand me. And after that meeting, I never took a drink again. I cannot say what it was. I thought I wasn't allowed to go to another meeting if I drank. That was in my mind all the time, but I would go from one day to the next. The only thing that kept me from drinking at first was making it to the next meeting. Like it was out of control. I really was. And so I just had to put 100% into that. I had to learn that program. I had to learn. I had to do all the things they were telling me to do that were not easy and not fun. I had to go back and, you know, I had to rehash. I had to apologize. I had to say I was wrong. And all those things actually are very healing. I found out. They were very healing.
Were you around when I did the Satisfied workbook in Blooms?
You know, I was at the very, very tail end of that. And I just bought that workbook. Actually, it just came this week because I'm going to do it this summer.
Yeah.
Because yes.
It's so good. And Denise, who's in Blooms, she has a very similar story to yours. I think you'll get to meet her at the conference, and y'all have a lot in common. She really encouraged me. You got me all wanting to cry, Jessica. She really encouraged me to do that because I was a little nervous as the way that the Satisfied Workbook works. It's a lot like Alcoholics Anonymous, the same step idea, but for food. It's pretty intense, especially the inventories and stuff that you have to do, but it changed a lot of lives. And I'm really excited you're going to do it this summer. That's awesome.
Yes. Something brought it up to me the other day. I guess I just noticed that I had it, or maybe you had mentioned it, or I don't know. And I was like, oh, there's a workbook that goes with this. I was like, order that, because I'm going to do that this summer.
You're going to love it. That's so good.
It really, yes, working those steps, doing that program, sharing with people. I started being honest with doctors. Oh my goodness. I will say there was one doctor's appointment that I went to, before I got to the program, that I was finally honest about drinking. And I bawled my whole way home because I had always lied. And it was a very short lived deal. I didn't do this as a lot of people that, you know,
right,
are
it's a lifetime of alcoholism. Yeah.
Have a lifetime. And this only happened in between the years of weight loss surgery and after that. So, you know, it was a switch that changed for me. It wasn't like that in the
Holy
past.
Spirit. It was the
and,
Holy Spirit jerking a knot in your
Oh table. My goodness. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, God changed so many things in my heart during those years. I wasn't growing up before I was saved. I will just say I had stopped maturing a long time before that. And little bit by little bit, I say the big things went away really quickly and easily at first. Just some really harsh things, you know, when I was first saved. And it was just kind of like little, okay, now you're ready for this next nugget. Now you're ready for this next, you know. And kind of that way in sobriety too, it's worked that way a little bit. You know, at first it was really easy. And well, I say that really easy. Once I got like into the program and was out of the obsession, I was like, oh, this, I had so much relief. And so that was my all my focus was like just staying, you know, staying sober, keeping sober, like, and then all of a sudden I felt great. Everybody was happy with me. And I felt like I was doing things for the first time. Like, I don't know, like I was just seeing the world for the first time or something. And so, you know, and then the second year was really hard. So it, you know, it's definitely not a straight line. But in 2020, I wasn't really, you know, I was paying attention to sobriety. I wasn't paying attention as much to food.
Right.
So a lot of weight had, I'd gained a lot of weight back. 80%, I would say, well, let's see, no, 40, I gained 40 pounds back of my 70 pound loss.
Wow.
And so, you know, in a year, really a year or two, it stayed off a year or two, not very long. I was never happy with it. And then it came back on. So I, you know, then I was like, okay, let me get back to Trim Healthy Mama, because I know it works. And I know that's what I was supposed to do a long time ago. And so I really started like, okay, let me get back on plan. And I was really, really being on plan. I was breakfast, lunch, and dinner on plan. Or I would say breakfast, lunch, and snack. I went back to that. I had that down pretty well years before, and I went back to that pretty easily. Daniel was still cooking, so I ate what he made for dinner. Then I started where I would tweak things a little bit. And you know, in the, after the weight loss surgery, it was different because I couldn't eat the same things anymore. So it, you know, but after time, I started to be able to tolerate a little more, and I can eat fresh vegetables and meat and things like that now. But it took a long time, and I have to, certain things I can't, but most things I can. I never really gave up artificial sweeteners. I never really gave up sugar. Those
Girl.
Two, and I gave up convenience. If it was easy, if it was out, you know, if it was like we were out and, you know, that was just what I did. I didn't say, oh, I can't order this because it's not on plan. I said, oh, we're out to eat. It's a special treat. Let me have blah, 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 whatever I feel like or whatever, you know. And so convenience was one thing I never gave up. And I started trying some coaches. That was when I started, you know, was like, okay, I was like, okay, I got some help with the alcohol and that really worked. So let me get some help with this. I knew it was available. And it took a little while. I did a couple things, and there was no accountability. So I still kind of just did what I wanted.
Yeah.
I wasn't tracking my food. I never showed anyone what I ate. You know, I was making the recipes, and if I'd eat it or not really just depend on how I felt.
Wow.
And so that was a big thing when you told me make the food and then eat the
eat
food.
Eat it.
I was making it and throwing it away because I don't know, but that's what I did. So in 2023, I joined Summer Buds. I will say I'd gotten a little bit back in control, and then I switched schools to the elementary school, and I was super happy about that. That was great. But they feed us a lot here. And every time they brought a treat, I was having it.
Yeah.
And so I gained 20 pounds that year. And I was like,
oh,
the weight is lost. And so that was when I joined Summer Buds. And the first thing I really did was Reliant. That was what just was like, oh my gosh. God will help me with this, you know? And I mean, how I didn't know that. I knew that.
No,
but I,
well, the enemy, I've read, is it Tim LaHaye books? Is that his name? Anyway, the Piercing the Darkness and all those spiritual warfare books. One of those books, it is a picture I will never forget. And if you're not a believer, this is going to sound really woo woo, but there you go. his little minions are out there, and you know, Satan, the Bible says Satan is the master of confusion. And I just imagine this is part of the book, and it showed a little demon that didn't show, but in your imagination as you're reading, on the shoulders of this person with their finger in their mind, just swirling confusion and lies. And that's what was happening to you. And we're all susceptible to that confusion and to that disillusionment and just not paying attention, kind of like an ostrich with their head in, you know, you're just surviving and you're on cruise control. And oh, well, I trust that person. These people are so nice to bring us treats. I'm gonna go ahead and have those because it would be so rude if I didn't. To the consequence of you gaining 20 pounds, that is not worth it,
Absolutely.
you
That
know.
was a struggle. No,
I
thank
understand. I'm
you.
so proud of
No.
you for doing Reline. That Bible study, as you know, was just a breath of God of what I experienced, not on paper, but online, I guess. But it was an amazing, it was that August last year was an amazing time in my life to do that. And I just told Wes, you know, I had thought about it for a really, really long time. And when I told Darlene about it, she was like, oh my gracious. And I was very concerned about what would happen to my business when I wrote a Bible study. And you know, it has gone down some. And I, you know, people are like, oh, it's just the economy. And I'm like, yeah, but I also think it's spiritual warfare. But that's okay because I know the lives that were changed. And God has not failed us financially. I mean, it's not as leveled up as it used to be. But it's great. We're great. We're fine. Everything's fine. And I'm just so grateful. And when I hear people, you know, I finally finished relying, you know, almost a year later or whatever. And I'm like, oh, and they're so thankful. So I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that
It
it was
changed
for
a
you.
lot for me. It really did. It changed a lot for me. I realized I was emotional eating also. You know, I didn't realize that those things that I couldn't give up was emotional. You know, I didn't identify it as that. I was waking up every morning and I was praying, God, keep me away from sugar and alcohol today, you know?
Wow, what
And
a prayer though. What a
I
prayer.
mean, and I still need that, you know, I really do. So, and then I started learning how to take care of me. And I started hearing you say, you know, you can't take care of them if you don't take care of yourself. And I thought all the things that I was, you know, did were taking care of me. But I really wasn't. I wasn't cooking ahead of time to eat on plan. I wasn't, you know, and then because I wasn't eating off plan, I just wouldn't eat, or I would only eat what was easily available. So I was living off peppers and cucumbers and yogurt, you know, and it was like I wasn't okay with that either. So then I was hangry, and they're like, you know, it just got really confusing about you really have to do the hard food prep. And, you know, throughout for the summer, it was easy because I'm at home. I have time. I can make something. I can run to the store. I can, but with school starting back and knowing I was not, I could not give in. I mean, the very first day of school, I brought my, they serve us food. They treat us the first, you know, week. And I knew what they were going to have, and I made my own and I brought it every day. Really, if I could have what they were having, then I did. If I, you know, I would make my own version, or I would just bring what I wanted. I remember there was one day I brought pancakes and bacon, and everybody's like, "Ooh, what are you having?" You know, because I just brought my own food, and now they know that here. And if a treat
You
comes
are.
around,
I love it.
if a treat comes around, if there's nothing like on the cart that I can have. A couple of times, you know, they'll say, do you want to take it for Amara? And now I have to say, no, thank you, because she doesn't either, you know, and she's really starting to hear. I haven't pushed it on my family, but my girls love watching you and listening to you. And that makes me so grateful because they both have started you know, noticing things and asking questions and, you know, asking me, is this on plan or, you know,
yeah.
things like that. Yeah. So,
and
my husband, he's supportive also too. He's had his own blood sugar struggles. And I finally convinced him, if you will have protein in the morning, you will help yourself throughout the day. And so he started doing that.
Good girl.
So changes are happening. They are slow, but they are happening.
Yeah, I know. Even mine. God love them. God love them. I'm like, I only do this for a living, y'all. What do I know? Wes hates when I say that.
But go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, that's so, so good. What would you say in Buds was the key factor for you?
Live in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
I really feel like that. I was like, oh, I couldn't believe you just did that. You just said, oh, we're not doing that today. I do it like this. And I just was like,
I can't help it.
Oh, but I loved it. I needed that so much. I'm my personality type and that's when I got overwhelmed with the cookbooks, all the ingredients. You know, I had to buy every ingredient. I wouldn't even attempt it if I didn't have every ingredient that it called for.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even try to make it, you know, and I'm just like, that changed so much for me. And the accountability that really, I mean, just knowing that I was going to share what I had eaten, made me stop eating things that, you know, that I didn't want to share.
Yeah.
Really. That was just it, you know, and making my plate look a little bit nicer. I still am kind of, well, just grab a whole bunch of stuff for lunch and put it on the table in baggies and everything. And I'm still like that a little bit. I didn't, you know, but I'm a little more aware. Like, you can't eat that out of the tub. Put it on a plate, you know, like that. You can't take a picture of that.
Plate
so
your food,
that
girl. Plate your food. And so you have been in Blooms ever since Buds. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Do you still participate in the accountability most nights?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. There are very few nights that I don't participate.
Yeah.
Very few.
And this girl did Buds again. You did it for Buds, right? This year.
I did.
And yep. So if y'all don't know, on Sunday nights, I do Buds at 6:30 and Blooms at 7:30. And I also did Crushing Your Goals. Right?
Yes.
And you did that.
Yes. Yes.
And you went from, you did Crushing and Buds and Blooms. You did it all.
Yes. And they might have been in the same day. I had alarm set on my phone. I had to show up because I got a lot out of it. I will even say the second time around, I really thought I would have read all the education again. And I intend on doing that, but I am slowly doing that. And I started watching the videos again because it's been a year, you know, and I learned so much. I thought, okay, now from my perspective where I am today, what am I going to glean from that?
That's good. Yeah.
You know, I figured that out. Now let me hear something else I wasn't able to get to before. Cause there are things that even you'll say things like, oh, if you're brand new, don't pay attention to this yet. You'll get it, you know? And so that type of thing I'm going back to. I want to show my little binder. I got the binder.
Did you win that or did you buy it? Did you win that one or did you buy it?
No, I bought it. I did.
You bought it,
I won. Yes. But I've got my true statements. That is the very first thing from Crushing because I have to remind myself. That's why I did it again, because even though I knew it, or maybe I still know it, I'm forgetting to apply it. You know, it just, there's just things that it's helped me a lot in keeping track of, you know, the menus or my trackers, or I have to stop saving those because they've kind of come up to a crazy pile and I'm like, what do I need these for? I need to throw them away. But
dude, when I moved my office from the house to the shop down there, I still have my first one-on-one clients. I have her intake folder. I have all her tracking sheets. So I have everybody's. And Wes was like, I think you can get rid of these. I'm like, nope, I can't. I have like a filing cabinet full because I've had a lot of one-on-one clients.
I'll believe it. So I don't know. Maybe I just need to get a filing cabinet then because I haven't had the heart to toss them yet.
I love it. Oh man, is there anything else you wanted to share with us?
I love it when people say you're worth it. You are worth it. You're worth the effort. Sometimes on Sunday afternoon when I've had a full weekend and I know I need to cook and I don't feel like it, I just have to remind myself that the week is not going to be any easier if you don't get
Oh,
up and do it right now.
so
And
good.
don't you dare sit down when you get home if you have things to do.
That's right.
Because
You do the hard things
it
first. That's
won't
how crushing.
happen. Yeah.
I love it. Well, I
Yeah.
just want to thank you for being such a loyal Amyite.
I
Was
heard from
telling Wes.
that, and I was like, I am that.
You
Yes.
are. I was telling Wes who I was interviewing. I said, and that girl in January, she did everything. She did all of them. Everything. She did it all. She didn't get her panties in a bunch that I was offering a bunch of stuff. She was just like, sign me up.
Yeah, I was like,
Because some
okay, this
people
is what I
do.
needed.
They do. They get a little frustrated about the things that I offer. And I'm like, well, maybe it's not for you. It's for the other person. It's okay. It's all right.
Well, with the kids course, like I was so excited about that, and I was like, oh, the month of, April,
Yeah.
I couldn't, and the money didn't work out, and the time
Right.
didn't work out, and the girls were busy, and I was like, we can do this summer.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be today.
That's
We
right.
can do it later. And so we intend on doing that. We look forward
Yeah.
to it. But, and I was just so at peace with that because I thought, oh, I just
All
can't.
right.
And then I was like, but you
It's okay.
don't have
Listen, it's okay.
to.
It's okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of challenges and things, guardrails is coming up for May. This will be the first time I've talked about it publicly. You've heard about it. But I'm so excited about that challenge because when I think of guardrails, I think it keeps me safe. Keeps me safe. And so that's what the challenge will be about, ways to keep yourself safe with your Trim Healthy journey. And I'm really excited about it. It's going to be really good. It's coming up. It's coming fast. But it's going to be great. And I'm doing a thing where it's pay what you can. And so if you've got 20 bucks, you got $5, whatever,
God's
whatever.
gonna
Just want
honor
to
that.
bless, whatever. And because I know there's a lot that can't do buds. I know there's a lot that can't afford one-on-one, whatever. And so that'll be something, it'll be in Mighty Networks. They'll have access to everything after it's over, all of that. And I'm really excited about that.
When I very first saw you did a post and you did, I think you tagged everyone and you apologized for that. You're like, I'm sorry, but I really got to get the word out about this. And I was like, I am so glad you did that. It was like in that moment, I knew that was for me and I signed up immediately. And it was a little bit of a, expense. And I thought, oh, but then I was like, how much have you put into doing this? Into trying to be on plan and you're still not on plan, give it another shot because you're not giving up. And that was where I was.
Yeah, so good. Thank you so much for sharing. I knew it was going to be great.
Well, thank you for having me. I was nervous and excited when you messaged me. So
Yeah, well, you did great. I'm glad you accepted.
thank you.
All right, girl,
Thank
thank
you.
you so much. And I will hug your neck in July. I can't wait.
Ah, me either. I can't
It's
wait.
going to be so good. So good. You want to tell him
Bye,
bye?
y'all.
Bye, everybody.
Y'all have an awesome week. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, hit subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast listening app, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, y'all.